We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm first excited to welcome my co-host, Lefty, my filmmaker. Lefty, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest. It's going to be a lot of fun. How are you, Lefty?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Our guest today is Dara Tomljanović, and we're going to talk about pickleball today, her sports line, and much, much more. Dara, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so it's too early in LA, right? Do you usually, are you an early riser? No.
Yeah, I'm an early riser. I usually meditate in the morning. Believe it or not. Nice. I wake up super early because I figure my time is between 6 and 9 a.m. before the world kind of like, you know, before people start bugging me. So it's my quiet time. You know, I leave the dogs in bed and I sneak out and, you know, do my thing.
But not doing radio interviews back to back to back, people asking you questions you never know what they're going to ask, right?
Boy, have I been asked a lot of questions that, like,
people see, asking the most bizarre questions. So don't worry, I keep it to your projects because that's what I always do with my interviews, unless I have you for a half hour on my television show. But go ahead, Lefty, with your first question.
Tell us about the rise of pickleball.
Wow. The rise? How about the explosion of pickleball? Where did that come from? Well, I think, you know, I think this is my observation, right? I think a lot of people have played tennis and over time, a lot of people have, you know, they get a lot of sports injuries. I don't know if pickleball is like a little bit more delicate, that it's like not as hard on your body, but way more fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't take, because of just maybe the lightness of the paddle, the lightness of the ball. It's not like tennis where you're exerting so much, yet you're getting, you know, a good workout in. And I've seen like in LA, there's a place, there's a pickleball place in Wilshire, and they literally have like in the back of the store, like in their parking lot, they transformed it into pickleball classes, pickleball courts. And people, like, I don't know, it's become such a craze. I don't understand it myself. I'm going to start getting, I'm moving to Florida by the end of the month, and our actual club down there actually has pickleball. So I've never played pickleball, only because I've got a ripped rotator cuff I've had for a few years, but I'm going to actually try. I'm going to try to play pickleball, and I'm going to see, I'm sure I'm going to love it. It's very interesting sport. Anyway,
no, I agree with you. When you have people like LeBron James owning a team, right? This is the craziness of pickleball. And I was on a show. I used to be somebody where I was interviewing, and it was a top pickleball got kind of blogger. He wrote like dummies, pickleball for dummies, Dara. And I didn't even know about pickleball when I did the interview last year. And now I'm like, and it just coming up. Now I go to places, everyone's replacing tennis courts with pickleball courts. It's like, what is happening? I'm 6'10", so I'm concerned. I don't know if that sport's going to be perfect for me because it seems like I'd rather play tennis, but I'm going to try it. I always try things, so we'll wait and see. Pickleball coming to Media Giants coming to pickleball at one point. All right.
I just know one thing. Everybody walks away happy as opposed to tennis. Not everybody walks away happy.
Yeah,
I wonder why that is. It's been around forever, and it was more for seniors. This is crazy. I like what we have to figure out. I guess if you were doing a marketing standpoint of going and doing market research on pickleball and say, how did it rise to this level, and how can we create something like pickleball's rise in something else? It would be very, very interesting. I think it would be a good
step.
Oh, no. I already came up with it yesterday with a comedian. I said, it's going to be roller derby. What happened to roller derby? We need to bring back professional roller derby.
What are you talking about? What happened to roller derby? Too many people lost teeth. Roller derby? I fear roller derby. Are you kidding? Can you imagine the lawsuits with roller derby if it came up? He pushed me. That's the point.
No, but more because it's a gimmick. It's a work like wrestling. So that's why I'm a former professional wrestler. Yeah. That's why I guess I won't be calling myself a former as I'm coming back and doing a documentary, and my filmmaker is going to take care of that. But go ahead, Lefty. We're kind of talking. Now let's find out why she's on the show. She's not here to talk about roller derby.
And what
inspired? I don't know, it could be a great outlet for me.
Yeah, right. And what inspired you to create the pickleball sportswear?
Oh my God, I fell in love with a golfer, and then over just before COVID, and we went into lockdown together. And really, I mean, look, COVID was a time, I think, when there was pause for a lot of people. COVID was a time, it's, you know, I think we're still coming out of it. It's just, it was such a rude awakening about just life in general and how people live, and a lot of transparency, how the system, you know, works and doesn't work, a lot of confusion. I felt as societies really on our own for the first time. And I think, you know, in this land of, in the time of chaos, there was this, what I noticed being thrown into golf and it being the only sport you could socially distance and do things. That's where I saw all of this come up in these communities. Mm-hmm. Where families really congregated together at a time when there was a lot of chaos. So, and a lot of, almost it felt like once you went into a country club that had tennis or pickleball or golf, you really kind of, and the public courses started to open up a little bit too, but it was more like golf that you saw like a lot of people playing pickleball or finding different outlets or trying to keep together and, you know, make sense of time and what was going on. So, you know, I think, for me, that's what I observed. And then I thought to myself, well, I can't continue modeling and acting my entire life. It didn't fulfill me anymore. That's the truth. And I just felt it was just a grind, and the time had changed a lot with Instagram and influencers and stuff. So I thought, how can I just gracefully bow out? Although I still work, you know, like you said, you're still doing a documentary, you still revisit things that you know in your career and try to amplify those. But I started realizing, like, look, there's a thing, there's something going on here, and I can use my brain here, and I can do something. So I just honed all my skills and brainstormed this moment 4 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And I seem to be on point with things. However, I wanted to do it differently. I was really tired of wearing clothes that were expensive and were not flattering. Unfortunately, a lot of people that design for women are men in tennis, and buyers are men. What I saw at the PGA, what I've seen at like outlets and tennis, and it's a lot of men. And I just personally feel that there needed to be a woman's touch in this, you know? And that's what I strove for. I did all the due diligence. I figured it out. And I went to people I knew that could create. And that's how I started, you know?
That's fantastic. And as I wish we had more time to talk, but specifically enough, where can people pick up your luxury sportswear and learn more about what you're doing? Where can we go?
So best thing to do is always, Instagram's always such a great thing. You get my handle. It's Devon, D-E-V-O-N, Halsey, H-A-L-S-E-Y, official. Then you get up to speed to where we are, what we're doing, what club we're at, what our next thing is. Right now, I've got 30% off for spring happening. Also, you can go to www.devonhalsey.com. And that's pretty much the easiest way, unless you're part of a country club. But that's the easiest way to get to me, where you can see all deals happening.
Appreciate it, Dara. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.